Okay, Matt, you still with me? All right. I confirmed with the customer that the range indeed, in fact, is a slide-in range. So let me go ahead and get this email sent over to our team to request that the SKU be added to the order so that you get paid properly. I don't know. I might ask my boss about. I might ask my boss if I actually have to call the customer in these types of instances, because it takes up more of your time. But the thing about it is, on the order, it has the model number of the appliance, and if you pull up the model number on Google, it straight up says GE Profile 30-inch Smart Slide-In. Front control, gas, fingerprint, something or another. But it says it blatantly says it's a slide in range. There's no denying that fact. So I'm going to ask my manager if, you know, in those types of instances, if we can just, you know, not have to call the customer, because the customer, you know, they don't necessarily know exactly what type of range it is. In some cases, they're not sure. They just know that it's the range that they wanted to buy and, you know, cook with. They're not necessarily tech savvy in those regards. Let's see here. Request for drop-in slide-in range SKU. Let's see here. Because, like, even when I spoke with the gentleman who you installed the range for, he didn't really know. He just knew it was a range. He's like, well, I really don't. I'm not sure. I guess it's a. Right. I guess it was a slide-in range. I don't know the difference, you know. Okay, so I've sent that email over, so we will make sure that you get paid properly for your hard work and effort. That's not a problem. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Nope, you're good.
All right, well, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.